Hello, this is Dubox Radio Club, and today we have some interesting stories about wacky food, sports, and more.
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
That was Dr. Doctor by the Thompson Twins. And now we're in the quiz section. First question is, in which city was the Olympics held last year in 2024? Next question, which country won the 2024 Euros? as well last year. And last but not least, what is the new animal for Chinese New Year this year in 2025? Thank you, and email me at jukeboxradio.wcih@wellington.college.cn.
In my heart for lockdown, for lockdown, oh lockdown. Girl, you sweet life, Fanta, Fanta. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl, oh young girl. No, tell me, no, 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 oh, 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 oh. Baby, come give me your lo, 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 lo. You got me like, whoa, 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 whoa. Shawty, come give me your lo, 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 lo.
That was Calm Down by Rema featuring Selena Gomez. And I'm going to be talking about a funny story about myself that you should never trust anything that your friends give you. Well, take that with a pinch of salt. But this Saturday, when I was walking with my friends, I was going to go to a football match and he randomly gave me gum. So, you know, it was gum. I ate it. Turns out it's the world's spiciest gum, quote unquote. And I couldn't feel my tongue for at least 2 weeks. And I couldn't speak clearly for at least 2 days, which was very annoying. So don't trust everything that your friends give you.
Jukebox.
that was here with me by D470. And now this is my favourite segment of the year, 2025, Sports Week. Now, the first thing I'm going to talk about is Liverpool still going strong in Premier League and Champions League, only losing to Nottingham Forest. You know, for a team to do this in their manager's first season is something we haven't seen in quite a long time, which is a nice change of pace. Next, I want to talk about Marmoush. He is a football player that plays for Eintracht Frankfurt in the Bundesliga. He's been popping off and he's rumoured to go to Man City, my favourite club. Another rumour is Dusan Vlahovic going to Arsenal, which is very interesting because I would never think he would leave Juventus. And I feel like this is the week of comebacks because Manchester United came back against Liverpool and also AC Milan came back against Inter. And last but not least, I'm going to talk about Dani Olmo. What's happening is Dani Olmo cannot register for Barcelona because of financial fair play. How Dani Olmo was even, like, how he even got to play for Barca is because one of Barca's centre-backs, Christensen, was injured, so they did a swap, a replacement, and it was supposed to end in January 1st, 2025. So now he can't play for Barcelona because UEFA and financial fair play will not let him play. And the worst thing is, not only are Barcelona £1 billion in debt, they have to pay wages for Dani Olmo, which is about £60 million, and he gets to go to a club for free. So Barcelona might be in deep trouble.
Feel a cold flash going from my hair and hey, you know what? I don't even care, the time has passed me by. It's gone with the wind, it's all because the sun shined once again. Now the party's on, everybody's there. Even if you don't know anyone, you'll still make some new friends. That's the way it is. When I have myself a drink, I'll be because the sun shined once again. Let the sun shine, let the sun shine, baby. Like the day, even without the daylight, we're glowing from within, all because the sun shined once again. So play that sweet tune, play it through the air and the volume, raise it up. Don't you ask me twice, you know I'm gonna bet, all because the sun shined once again. So let the sun shine, let the sun shine.
That was Let the Sunshine by Labyrinth, and now we're going to be talking about some wacky foods. Some of the wacky foods that we are going to talk about is, forgive my pronunciation, skamazu. It's basically known as maggot cheese, which, you know, if anyone was hearing that, including me, they would be disgusted. But hear me out. It's a traditional Scandinavian dish, which is also eaten in France. Use sheep's milk and famously containing live maggots. It is apparently enhances the flavour, and when you're eating the cheese, you're supposed to see like the maggots wiggle, and when they get scared, they're prone to jump. So make sure to hide your eyes if they do. Some people like to put them in the fridge, which makes them die, enhancing the flavour, so you're just eating the maggots, but they don't jump out. And it's known that they burrow in the stomach, but non-lethal. Lovely. I'm joking. That was Wake Up Boo by the Boo Radleys, and we're going to be talking about some new travel spots or some good travel spots. For this week, you know, because it's a new year, I think we should go over to Africa, and the country in Africa I picked is Morocco. Now, as Morocco prepares for the 2030 World Cup, the North African nation has made much improvements along the beach line and the Mediterranean Sea. It's a lovely travel spot with hot weather, as in very hot weather, and a bit humid weather. The beaches are here are lovely, especially when they're very close to Spain. They're supposed to be some of the best beaches you'll ever see, with the most clear water. Mostly Spanish and other African people go to Morocco, but anyone can go, and I think it's a lovely place. Some of the spots you should check out in Morocco are Tangier and Agadir, as well as Acha. Mainly attracts many locals and Spanish visitors, but again, anyone can go. The vast Sahara Desert, along with the lovely beaches, would make Morocco a very, very, very good spot. And I hear the shawarmas are incredible.
I'm at a payphone trying to call home all of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone back?
payphone.
That was payphone, then none other than Maroon 5. And I'm going to be talking about new games that are coming out, of course, in 2025. This is a game that I'm especially excited about, is Ghost of Yote. Officially a sequel of Ghost of Tsushima, it follows a female protagonist. Unlike Ghost of Tsushima, he follows a male protagonist. It's supposed to come out around September 2025 on PlayStation. And this is an open world game, and I hear the graphics are especially more beautiful than the last one. Hopefully we don't have to wait too much, as with news of a Ghost of Tsushima movie, which follows the male protagonist, which was in works around 2021. There's certainly excitement for Ghost of Tsushima 2 that should be following after Ghost of Yote. We encourage new people to join this new open world experience and join Ghost of Yote. Was Western Wind by Carly Rae Jepsen. And now we're going to talk about the quiz answers. First up, which city was the Olympics held in 2024, last year? Paris. Which country won the 2024 Euros last year as well? Spain. And last but not least, this year 2025, what animal for Chinese New Year? Well, this year, what animal is it? It's the year of the snake. Thank you, and email me at dukebox.wcih@wellington.cn.
I make friends with the head of police to make sure he suspects me the least.
The voice of the Wellington family. Wellington College and Wellington Academy. This is Dukebox.
Hello, my name is Ray and welcome to Listen Dukebox. Today you will listen about